What was going on there?
Jesus.
What's going on?
Welcome to Sound FM 94.7. This is the Tech Show. Burnham, back in action.
Tech on amazing.
Malden District's true local radio, Saint FM 94.7.
Here, ladies and gentlemen, it's the technology show.
Ooh, mama.
The technology show on Saint FM 94.7.
It's pretty loud, isn't it?
We're on air, guys, okay? just to let you know. Welcome to the Tech Show.
It was all a bit weird then. I could hear all the audio, but no voice.
That's probably because Adam's been setting up the jacks wrong, I reckon.
It's all weird. Nothing to do with it.
But anyway, welcome to the Tech Show.
Hello.
Hello.
I've got to do this. Hold on. There we go. Got to just, you know.
Oh, okay. God, it's all crisping in my ears. What's happening?
I know. I just sorted it out. It's fine. This is Tech Show. Me, Rich.
Me, James.
And me, Adam.
And we've got some great stuff coming up on the show tonight. We've got technology news. We've got the download chart. We've got gaming. We've got movies. We're going to bring back 8-bit remix as well tonight. Weird and strange, the breakdown of the show. And then, of course, the world-famous techno takeover rounds it all off to play us out.
All that in 2 hours.
All that in 2 hours. It's fully
and
packed.
Some great banter.
Yes,
mixed in between.
You know, banter. I'd like we're Santa.
I prefer the word folded.
What's that mean?
You fold in some banter.
No, you don't fold in banter, Adam.
Anyway,
dish it out.
Now, if you're listening to the podcast, of course, you won't be aware of the news that was just on, but they were talking about London Zoo and a gorilla escaping. So I had to do this, really.
What's that?
Apparently it's the main theme from Jurassic Park.
No, I think you've got that wrong.
I don't think that's it.
Well, apparently it is.
He's not very good at finding the theme.
It's supposed to be. Right, we'll let that go for a bit. So anyway, what were we reading? There was some social interaction about the London Zoo thing, wasn't it?
An eyewitness to someone who was in the zoo at the time the gorilla escaped likened the situation to being in Jurassic Park. So the moment a gorilla escapes in London Zoo, being likened to being in Jurassic Park.
So obviously, no similarity to dinosaurs or anything.
Not really.
No. Just one gorilla.
Oh.
Oh, there we go.
There you go. See, I told you.
And it took like half an hour to get into the main
park. It's got the intro in it. I suppose they cut it out for the movie, didn't they?
That was interesting.
Yeah, so, okay, yeah.
All right.
Back to normal.
Please.
There you go. Right, so how are we all doing? All right?
Yeah, okay.
Good.
Yeah? Wasn't here last week.
No, you weren't. No. You were building furniture, as we said, at the top of the,
We did say previously, we asked how it went, and you said off air that it was all done now.
I think Adam's prediction this time last week that was next week we'd ask you, and we'd ask you if you ended up in a pile of furniture.
I'm very good at IKEA building and flat pack. I find it quite therapeutic.
Did you get that trademark red dent in the middle of your hand, though, from the screwdriver?
No. I have a nice screwdriver. I don't know what kind of screwdriver you use. I have one of those ratchet ones.
Okay. Oh, they're easy.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
I like to do it the sort of traditional.
IKEA, all you need is
other IKEA brands.
Screwdriver and a hammer. Yeah. That's all you need.
Well, that is true. That is true.
Sounds like a dangerous mix of a hammer involved.
There was nails needed.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, for the back bit.
Backboard.
I'll tell you a little story about that, right?
What?
Okay. Very tech orientated.
If you do it when it's upside down, when it's facing downwards, don't hammer the back in and think, oh, that all matches. Because, of course, when you turn it up the right way after you've put all the nails in, it's the plain, like, cardboard colour on the back of the wardrobe if you do it the wrong way around.
I see.
Great when it's on the floor. You think, oh, that looks nice. It all matches, but, of course, it's the back, so...
You're a moron.
I think you speak from very personal experience on that matter.
Yeah.
By sounds of things.
Yeah. Nothing like trying to pluck out the nails.
Do you know what? I have to admit, I haven't done that when I bought IKEA furniture. Have you done that, James?
No.
No, exactly.
It's the easiest. Jack looked at the instructions the other day and was telling me what needed to go where.
Can I just say something?
It went in the right place, just the wrong way around.
That's a bit dodgy, Rich.
Yeah. Why?
It went in the right place, just the wrong way around.
Wow.
Can I just say something, right?
That's
IKEA furniture
is
some of the easiest furniture. It's so easy, it doesn't even require words. It just requires a man pointing at things.
It's just a little cartoon man. That's all it's in.
Yeah. Who said it's a man?
It's a man. He's wearing trousers.
A bit rude.
Person, then.
Women can wear trousers?
They do in your house. So.
always brings it to a personal level. Always brings it personal.
It's because I'm capable of it.
But anyway...
So, should we do some tech news?
No, we're going to have a track. Always start with a track before we do news.
Yeah.
So, what would you like little this. Maniacs like to do first?
We've got a bit that we can talk over. Weird only science. For 7 seconds, though. Weird no. Science. It's Bastille and Good Grief. Saint FM 94.7.
The quote is Weird Science. Watching through our fingers. Watching through our fingers. Shuts my eyes and count to 10. It goes in one ear out the other. One ear out the other. Burning bright right till the end. Now you'll be missing from the photographs. Missing from the photographs. Bastille, Good Grief, Saint FM 94.7.
This is, of course,
The Technology Show on Saint FM 94.7.
Technology news. News, 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 news.
I thought I was going to miss the cue there, like I did last week.
Yeah, I was off form last week. I'm still off form this week, but I'm a little more on form than I was last week.
You need
week.
A haircut, that's what you need.
I know, I know.
Be back on form.
I think, yeah, it's probably sort of like, you know. Yeah, so what tech news have we got going on?
Let Adam lead, because it's the biggest story.
Oh, is it?
Well, we can all talk about it. It's not just me.
Oh, don't
it?
Worry, Adam, we will.
The Note 7.
Yes.
Or in some cases... R.I.P. Note 7, basically, because it is no more.
The
now
shortest this, lived device.
I'm really upset about this because I'm quite a big Samsung fan myself. And it's hard to take in because I've always been a bit of a sort of fan of Samsung. Whoa. And well, since the S3 anyway.
Clearly,
as you pointed out last week,
the pressure got to them. They needed to be keeping up with Apple. They wanted to rush this device out before the new iPhone came out. And look what happened.
Well, yeah, it's true.
And exactly. They've just lost a new patent war with Apple again.
They won before,
but they lost another one. They just need to give up. So yeah. they're panicking.
That is your opinion.
They're rushing products out that aren't needed. The Note, they're the last time they brought out a Note, and then they said, "All right, we're not bringing out one this year because only 1% of the population in the UK use the Note device, and within that 1%, it's only people who are in the industry.
Exactly.
Nobody needs the Note. It's overcomplicated. It's over engineered. We don't need it.
But yeah, they bought one out,
and yet they go, oh, we've got nothing to really match the new iPhone 7 coming out this year. Oh, we need to. Oh, let's not call it.
Have you got one with you, James?
What?
Oh, no, it's just gone. It's just gone.
For goodness sake.
Mate, I'm too clever to bring a Note 7 out with me.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. Exactly. You need a fireproof box if you want to walk out with it.
Yeah.
Now one in Burnham on Crouch just going up. It's terrible. Yeah. We're terrible people.
Pretty much, I suppose.
Yeah, so.
someone's pocket.
There's one in the Crouch.
If you do have a. If you do have a Note 7, maybe just send that back.
Yeah. That's what we
imagine.
That's
really
public safety advice. We shouldn't really be joking about it because
you could lose a leg.
Well, not quite. That is Jones's opinion, that's not the opinion of Saint FM. But yeah, they've been exploding. Mm. Although I think according to Mashable, they did a test and they had to really put it through its paces.
But the ones that exploded didn't get put through their paces. That's the scary thing. Volatile.
Well, anything with chemicals in is, but you just have to make sure it's... You spoke about this before, James, didn't you? I believe the issue was the segregation of the two components of the battery. So basically, they'd according to Mashable again, the two components of the battery had been sort of manufactured too close together. So it's kind of like two bits that you shouldn't make that close, but I guess trying to make everything smaller and more powerful, you run out of places to
and
put the
water resistant, locking in all that heat.
Well, yeah, I suppose there's that as well, isn't
that's
there?
That's the element. That's why phones get so hot.
Oh, is it? Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So how does that bode for the iPhone then, as time goes
Mine's
by?
Mine's not hot.
No, but it's obviously being water resistant.
It's not hot.
You got the iPhone 7
Plus.
Plus now, yes. Yeah, I noticed you've been a bit careful with it.
Yeah, yeah, keeping it. You kind of without it. For, nice. You kind of out of a phone for quite a while already, weren't you?
I had a phone.
But without really that on my phone.
Yeah, 3 weeks my pre-order took.
Yeah, it's been quite an issue with the iPhone 6 Plus, isn't there, with phones coming out? They've been quite a while, isn't it?
I do love
7
it.
7 Plus, not
yes,
6 Plus.
Sorry,
you said 6
I say 6 Plus,
plus yeah.
apologies. 7
do,
Plus.
I do love it, though.
Is it because the demand was greater than they expected
still
for that particular
device?
Still
6-week wait for a Plus, yeah.
Wow.
Really?
Nice. Yeah. Even if you were placing an order now.
Wow. Any colour?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the 128 jet black is now not stockable. You can't get it at the moment.
Okay. I didn't like it. I saw somebody reviewing it on a YouTube video and it was scuffed. It obviously was quite new.
What, the jet black?
Yeah, it gets scuffed very easily on the back.
That's why I didn't go jet black.
Yeah.
And it was a longer wait as well. Right. I wouldn't have had it till November.
You'd have to be so careful with it or have it in a case all the time.
Yeah, well, I have mine in a case all the time anyway.
Yeah, but then what's the point of having it if you can't show it off?
Exactly why. Yeah. Why would you have the nice jet black finish, that beautiful finish, if you're not going to have it?
Couldn't they just put a layer of glass in front of it? Just to keep it so you could see it, but...
I'm just happy. I like the size of this one.
Looks pretty good.
It's attractive.
It looks the right size for your hand.
Yeah, I held the 7 or the 6S the other day, and it felt tiny.
So, yeah,
it's weird.
But then you go back to an iPhone 4.
Oh no, I held the original iPhone the other day.
What, so was that a lot smaller than the 4?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't realise that.
Oh my god, the iPhone, the iPhone 3G, and the iPhone 3GS were tiny compared to it.
All right.
I think they only had about 4 apps. Row of apps, like a row of 4 apps,
five. The resolution was smaller as well.
Oh, it was so funny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's that picture, I think I talked about it, when the iPad Pro came out, the original iPhone sits between the gap of the iPad Pro's apps.
Oh, right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, so yeah, so you
they had this iPad Pro, and they put an original iPhone on its screen, and it sits between the gap in the apps.
That's crazy.
That was really, it's a good photo, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Anyway, I've got a story.
Okay, carry on.
PlayStation VR is now out.
Mm.
Yes. Now,
£349.99 in the UK.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money for that.
It's powered by PS4, so you have to have a PS4. So if you haven't got one of them already, you're buying that as well.
Yeah. Is there a bundle, though, that makes it more cost-effective?
No idea.
That's what I was sort of seeing. So they said if you've already got one.
It's quite powerful. It's a 5.7-inch OLED. Yes.
There you go.
OLED screen. Super hyper real 3D environments come to life with a custom OLED screen.
Super hyper real.
I know. Such a good word. I love that. Imagine. I like to think of him in the board going, I've got the great best slogan to pick this.
That's
it's
gotta be how
super
it
hyper real 3D.
Someone thought of that, didn't they? Love it.
It's got to be how it went down. You can imagine a meeting. Yeah.
Whichever way, so it's 360 degree vision because it's obviously VR.
Yeah.
And 120 frames per second.
Wow. Yeah.
3D audio. Built in mic for gaming, so online.
Yeah.
Did you know, by saying something, you set off a keyword on my watch and set off Siri, and all the things that you've said are coming up on my watch.
I didn't say Siri, though.
It said super high thrill 3D Romans come to life of custom outlet.
Wow.
Screen so good.
I love it.
So
love
you've
it
actually searched that up.
I love it when Siri picks up things.
Sorry, I can't take all those words
and
at
plus
once.
You need
can
to
you
play
sorry,
again?
Siri.
I don't know when you get the kit, if it comes with the PlayStation camera, but you do need it, and I've already got one of them, so... DualShock.
I'd say...
You need the PlayStation Move controllers. God, there's so much.
It's expensive. If you need to do it, it's going to set you back a bit. If you've got the Move and you've got the camera... All you got to do is buy the VR headset. I suppose now that the camera and the Move controllers have gone up in price because the whole it needs to come as a bundle, doesn't it? Mm. We did say this. It
doesn't tell you what you get when you click buy now.
I bet it was cheaper before VR came out for both of those items. Obviously, that is my opinion and not the opinion.
That is, yes, indeed.
In the box, you get a PlayStation VR headset,
mm-hmm.
processor unit,
mm-hmm.
which is a big thing that plugs into it.
Into the
stereo earbuds, HDMI cable, USB cable, AC adapter and power cord, PSVR headset connection adapter.
Yeah.
That's all you get. Just
not
that.
Much. It's quite.
So you need the Move, you need the camera.
Yep.
Oh my
all
god.
Of that.
How can they sell it like that?
It looks like you buy that and all the other accessories need the camera.
Now, by the way, you need this.
Yeah, and now you need this.
Oh, yeah. Mate.
You know, you could go on forever, couldn't you, I suppose, with all the bits and pieces.
Yeah, because you haven't got the camera, have you?
No. No.
So that's just crazy. Imagine if you bought that, got it home, and you went, right, oh, hang on a minute, I didn't get a camera.
Yeah,
exactly. They're 50 quid, 40 quid, 50 quid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it is. In fact, has anybody worked out the whole...
Someone
you know,
did
like,
recently.
If you got everything that came with it, you know, like every single thing.
Yeah, I reckon, you know, hopefully the bundle's cheaper than buying it individually.
Mm.
That's what I'd assume.
Yeah.
They even have a bundle.
Well, exactly, because that's the idea, I suppose, of having all the accessories is because, you know, the bundles.
True.
Are hard. They can't bundle everything that everybody wants, because when they bundle it, people will probably go, oh, well,
you
know, I like that, but I don't really need that because I've already got that. And yeah. I don't, so it's hard to do
suppose
it.
Suppose you're right, yes.
There you go. We'll have a track and then we'll come back with more tech news. Here's 21 Pilots. All my friends are heathens, take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know. To the room of people who have rooms of people that they love one day. Docked away. Ribbit. Heathens by 21 Pilots on Saint FM 94.7. We're just about to make the poll go live. We're just creating it now. Mm. For some reason, only I can create the poll.
Yeah, on iOS, we're not able to create the poll.
I've got Twitter on my personal Twitter.
Yeah,
account.
What on the iOS app?
Yeah,
it's weird, isn't it?
Oh, I could do it. All right, so if you had a Note 7,
yes,
would you ...
Keep it,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Send it back. Use it to barbecue your food.
Right, hang on.
So sensible.
Oh, I've got a dilemma here because it's like I've got an OCD thing because keep it, I've capitalised. I shouldn't have done, should I?
Oh, no.
Delete it and start again.
Send it what?
Send it back.
Send it back.
Or?
Use it to barbecue.
Use it to barbecue. Okay, this will be interesting. Poll length, we're going to do it for the next...
Two hours.
2 hours, yep.
Yep.
Okay. Right, the poll is going live...
Now.
Love a poll.
Done.
The poll is live. So, we're going to get that going. I'm just going to retweet it on my personal account as well. Let's do a bit live there. There we go. I don't know if it's gone live. Hold on.
Yeah, I can see it.
There you go. Right. Okay. So if you want to vote in a poll, obviously if you're listening to the podcast, it's already happened.
Yeah.
If you're listening live on Saint FM, either online or on the FM, go to Saint FM Tech Show on Twitter and retweet the poll and vote, basically.
Basically, yeah. Simple as that.
As simple as that, Rich. You made that very complicated.
Yeah, you did.
I know. It's because I can't multitask.
No, it's not possible, is it? No. You can't tweet and...
No, exactly. It's very difficult.
Is the @SaintFM Twitter account going to retweet it?
Yes, it is.
Or shall I...
Let's see if it is.
Shall I prod them?
No, it's already done it.
Look at that.
Yes.
On it.
Like a car bonnet. Right, so we're just coming up to the download chart area. So I think we should just have another track, don't you?
Yeah.
Into the download
it
chart.
Like,
let people
nice
go onto the do the poll. So just a reminder, @SaintFM or @SaintFM Tech Show if you want to vote on the poll. Go and vote now, and we're gonna have a track. Ooh, live track. Should we go retro or modern?
We've done quite a few modern, so let's just jump in for a retro.
And we're going for a retro. Okay. Let us go. How retro though?
Well, that is your decision.
How about if we go this retro?
No.
David Bowie and Life on Mars.
I appreciate...
Saint FM 94.7. Oh. No. Oh, okay.
Don't.
That's bad. You've just binned off Bowie.
Our podcast, yeah?
Yeah.
Our podcast on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
What about that Mixcloud? Is that classed as a podcast?
Yeah,
is that...
yeah, it's still part of the podcast.
That's a source
of
accessing it, yes.
Mm?
We have many platforms we're on.
Yeah. You can listen all over.
We were in the Apple shop yesterday, weren't we, Rich?
Yes. Yes.
We're famous now.
One of us, not naming one of us, because obviously, found the Tech Show podcast on one of the Apple TVs, subscribed on one of them.
And all of them.
And all of a sudden, it appeared on all of them. So I'm guessing the account's joined up in some way. So probably across the UK, maybe. It may have sort of subscribed. Yeah. So that'd be interesting. If you're in the Apple store listening to the show, hello.
Can you imagine there's someone standing in the Apple store right now listening to our...
That would be a bit strange.
All the Apple employees are crowding around the TV watching.
How do we get rid of this rubbish?
Where's the unsubscribe button?
Is what they didn't say. Right, we're going to have another track now into the download chart. We're going to have a classic. This is a true classic.
Is it? Oh, what a tune.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Cameo and Worda. Yeah. By Cameo. Ooh,
that hurt.
What? Sorry.
Sorry. Just
oh, sorry.
Deafened me.
I've just been a bit like Alicia Keys. Ah. Now, is it Alicia Keys or the other one?
Tell me, my singing's bad.
What up, Cameo? We'll be back with the download chart after this. I didn't actually sing. I just outroed the song.
Oh, it's a very terrible outro.
Malden District's true local radio.
Saint FM 94.7.
We are about to do the download chart, but before we do the download chart, we have to do the featuring game. It is the LOL. It's the LOL.
Sounds like it said LOL. Not
see,
LOL.
Just insulting. Insulting. Right, anyway.
Depends how you take it.
I've heard you take it quite well, Adam.
No comment.
It's the girl on the train you got to worry about.
I know.
Right, okay.
What's the girl on the train?
The movie that Adam reviewed last week.
Yeah.
Did he review a terrible film, The Girl
no,
on the
I
Train?
No, I just said that he spoke to the girl on the train.
About the movie Girl on
about
the Train.
About the movie Girl on the Train.
That's the pun.
I don't think it went down too well.
Yeah, that's the pun.
Right, anyway.
She goes, what?
Well, there you go.
Down too
anyway,
well.
Anyway, moving on. See? Bringing it back round. Let's do the download chart. See, I was doing the featuring game and somehow we went to Girl on the Train. I don't know how that happened. Right, anyway. Oh, okay. Anyway, right, so the featuring game is where we guess how many in the UK top 10 downloads have a featuring artist as well as the main artist. Kind of a band, because that's not a featuring artist. It's got to be an artist or a band with a featuring artist. So it could be Coldplay featuring Rihanna.
Well, they have a chance again, aren't they?
No.
Are we still seriously explaining the featuring game?
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
I can't believe it.
That's good I remembered that to do that this morning.
What?
The calendar entry I set to remind me at 8:30 this morning.
Oh, yeah?
It's just gone off at 8:35pm.
Oh. iPhone 7 going well then, James?
No, I just important. Set it for PM instead of AM. Idiot.
Fair enough.
How important was it?
Really important, but oh, I remember to do it. I did it anyway. It's one of those things I kept thinking about all night and I had to get them done this morning.
Oh, look, we've run out of beds.
Oh, no.
It's never happened.
It does.
Right, so how many out of the UK top 10 have a featuring artist, James?
Five.
I'm going to go four. Adam, what are you going to go with?
For three.
You're going three. Okay, let's do it then. Let's do the UK top 10 downloads from 10 to 1. Here we go! Right, okay. I am prepared this week as well. Believe it or not.
Wow.
Number 10. Ain't My Fault, says Zara Larsson. Up from 19 to number 10.
Number 9.
Sia, Kendrick Lamar, featuring Kendrick Lamar, I should say. The Greatest. Holding her position at 9.
Number 8.
Down from 5. It's Still Falling For You by Ellie Goulding. To number 8. From 5. That's quite a drop.
Yeah. Number 7.
Down from 6. It's Ariana Grande.
Oh.
Featuring Nicki Minaj and Side To Side. Still haven't seen the video.
What?
I know you guys were raving
about
the
album. For you now.
Number 6.
6 up from 7. He's going back up the chart, but he's still
dancing
on his
own.
It's
Callum Scott.
Number 5.
Calvin Harris and My Way down from 4 to 5 this week.
Number 4.
Number 4 this week is Chainsmokers featuring Halsey. And Closer down from 2.
Number 3
this week is Niall Horan.
Video.
No, I can't. Up from 25.
Forget what you
with
use,
this town. You? I'm going to jazz up the one-star reviews later, by the way. I know we're doing 8-bit, but I'm going to bring in a special one-star reviews.
Okay.
So that was
it's completely funny.
It has,
it?
Yeah.
It really can't concentrate.
It's a great video.
to this video, no sound though.
I'm trying to.
The Weeknd featuring Daft Punk.
What? You're right there.
And Starboy.
Ariana in a leotard has thrown him right off.
And still holding its position at the all important.
Number one.
It's James Arthur. I've ruined the song for myself.
You have. I think there needs to be a remix of this track.
There does.
It's not tech show friendly, is
it? It's not. No.
But we still have to play
it. Was any James Arthur track tech show friendly?
No. That is a valid point.
It's a good track.
Mm-hmm.
It's just more Bublé than...
Old Fixed Teeth himself. What?
Yeah.
He's had his teeth straightened right up, hasn't he?
He is the new Drake.
Do you think?
Staying at number one. Yeah.
Do you think he'll hang there for like 900 weeks now?
Let's
hope not.
He's all credit to him. He was talking. Yeah, I saw him on an interview. He was talking about the rise and the fall and the rise again.
Mm, he's back on the very
James Arthur.
Left, I know.
Yeah. So you know, good on him for coming back.
Credit to
him. Did you retweet the poll, Richard Tracy?
Because yes, I did.
Two retweets on there.
Oh, I think I did. If not, I will.
I will retweet it too.
Here's the UK number one download. It's James Arthur. On Sun FM 94.7. We'll be back with gaming after this. Don't go anywhere.
This is the UK number one.
Number one.
Number one.
I'm gonna love you till my lungs give out. I promise till death we part like in our vows. A sorrow this over you. Now everybody knows that it's just you and me.
Don't let go, Jack.
She basically killed him.
What?
Because there was more.
Whoa! That took a very dark turn very quickly.
It's been scientifically proven that they both could have climbed on that bit of wood.
Oh, really?
Eight different ways they could have fitted on.
Okay, right.
Can
I just say
she basically killed him.
The past is the past.
It's murder.
It does just make me laugh. Though. She's like, I'll never let you go, Jack.
Let him on the floating bit of wood.
No, does it frustrate you as much as it frustrates me?
He has one go at getting on.
Couldn't she have? Pulled him up.
One go of getting her on.
I know.
This is a very terrible dark turn on the show.
I know, but it's true.
Very dark.
She killed him and then lived her life with his surname. That's basically identity theft.
Oh my God.
Identity.
Luckily, they're fictional characters.
Luckily,
aren't they? They're not
based on a true story.
Well, yeah, but the Titanic story is based on
you
a true
don't
story.
Know.
Luckily, these are the thoughts of James and Rich, and not the thoughts of Saint.
But the characters on the movie are not real.
Well,
as far as we know,
you don't know.
As far as we know.
Anyway,
what goes on Titanic stays on Titanic.
Yes. Right. Anyway, moving on.
Yes.
Let's go straight into. Well, we've got to do the reveal.
Yeah,
actually.
We have to. So he wins.
We've got to do the reveal. Yeah. Right. Okay. Let's do the reveal right now. Here we go. Let's do it. Ready?
Let's do it.
Okay. So James said 5. I said 4. And Adam said 3?
Yes.
Right, so there was actually 1, 2, 3, 4. What are the odds? What are the odds?
Too much, that's all I'm going to say.
Last week, I think I went with 3, 5 and 7, didn't I?
Yes, and then that somehow made you win as well again. I win?
How did you go for 3 last week?
Oh?
You went for 3, 5 and 7.
Yeah, because I went me, myself and I.
Right.
So it was 3, 5, 7.
So he cheated.
Mm.
Basically.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, not really. No, because I normally go with 5 and it was 5 that won.
True.
You know, would have been me anyway. We're going to have a track then, and then we're going to go into the gaming bit.
Yeah.
I'm just going to get a proper good tune.
Well, you get to choose a track, don't you? So
yeah, well, I do. Yeah, that's why I'm gonna choose a good one.
You get three free reign of our cartwheel.
I'm gonna go with this one.
Well,
no.
Okay,
it's not cheese.
Okay,
it's this. Sound FM 94.7. Back with gaming after this.
Yeah.
Ooh. Jay-Z, Alicia Keys, Empire State of Mind.
Yeah.
Jay-Z, Alicia Keys, Empire State of Mind. Yeah.
Wow.
Love how you guys are ready.
Such a...
Brilliant.
You sent me on a mission looking at juicy gossip and I went...
Well, other gossips are available. Right, let's do the gaming bit. Because that's what it's all about at this time.
Do it.
The Technology Show on Saint FM 94.7.
The gaming bit. The gaming bit. The gaming bit. Bit, 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 bit. The gaming bit. The gaming bit. The gaming bit. Bit, 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 bit.
It's your background vocals there. I gave you a bit more.
Is it that person?
No.
They said fresh dough.
Oh, did they? No, no, they weren't saying that. They were saying it isn't. Well, I'll find it in a sec. I'll find it in a sec. During the next track. See, this is where we need tech show behind the tracks.
So what are we doing? Gaming bit.
We are doing the gaming bit. Where James gets out the silly voices. Adam tried to cover him last week.
Didn't all right,
but it wasn't great, if I'm honest.
I'll have to admit that, I'm not amazing, but I do the best to cover in the limited resources that I have. So, mm-hmm.
Should we do this?
Is that what she said, Adam?
Before we do the gaming bit, although we're in the middle of it, we need to recap the poll.
Yeah.
Let's. Shall I jump on it?
Are you sure everyone in here has retweeted it? Because yeah, people have retweeted it.
Okay. I think it's been a bit delayed today. Oh, no, there you go. It's crept up. Right, okay. So we asked, if you had a Note 7, would you keep it, send it back, or use it as a barbecue? So unsurprisingly, the one that's won
what is
so
it?
Far,
what is
68%
it?
Is use it as a barbecue.
No. Is it really?
It's the most.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That'd be a short-lived barbecue.
Second to that, 19% is send it back. So we have a few sensible listeners on the show.
Speaking about the video where people stabbed the battery on a YouTube
video.
It's
very dangerous.
Video,
don't do
it
that,
it kind
people.
Of does this noise. Like it's like a fizzling firework. And it's like...
It goes quick though, doesn't it?
Oh, it does.
Oh my god,
it does. The LG one didn't know. Is it if we saw the same one?
I don't know. It just went fast.
Do you remember the firework that we set up a couple of years ago?
Yes, we should share that on the tech show page
where I did my Hollywood walk away.
What, and we all legged it. I think that sums up a Samsung battery quite nicely.
Yeah.
That is Adam's opinion, not the opinion of
James.
FM.
Obviously, James picking up his new Samsung.
We shouldn't revel in this because it is quite a serious story. It does have a serious side, but
of course.
There is a lot of jokes going about around about it.
Yeah.
My favourite one. This is visual. We might have to share it.
Is it the two-face?
Was fellow DJ Steve Bates shared this one. Hang on, I'll find
we
it.
We are in the gaming bit. You do realise?
Yeah, no,
if we just
right.
gone on
we,
down
we
a
can,
Samsung,
we can go off on a tangent.
What's he done? Is it on his FB?
Well,
there you go. I came to there. You go.
It's Two-Face from Batman.
Yes.
You've seen it. So,
should I share that on the SFM Tech Show?
Yes, on the Tech Show page, if it will
hashtag
allow you.
Galaxy Note 7.
So that's it. Right, so I think we just need to start again. I'm not doing all the sing the jingle and everything, but no. Let's do this.
The Technology Show on Saint FM 94.7.
Right, it's weird to do it without the jingle, though.
It's weird to do it without.
Yes, so let's do the funny voices. Time for James to do it. Just getting the jingles. Bear with me 2 seconds. Here we go. James, over to you in at...
Number 10.
Minecraft Xbox Edition.
Xbox Edition.
They don't speak, the villagers. We should do a whole show like that one.
I'm going to dream about
all listeners
noises.
Of Saint FM 94.
Honestly, me and Rich have to just listen to that.
Yeah.
Just hear it.
And you hear this.
It's worse when they spawn a lot of them in, though. Yeah, that's all you get.
And then you hear...
No.
You hear this as well.
If you put them in a load of rooms with doors, that's it. They love it.
Yeah. But you do hear it. Yeah, that's... Yeah, I said to my oldest, I said, why are they just opening and
that's
shutting
the
door?
That's what they like to do. They love a door. You stick them in a room full of doors, they're in their element. That's all you hear, isn't it? So we're here. I know. It's
a bit like when you drive through the town.
Yeah, our children are addicted.
Number 9. Fallout 4. Number 8.
Pro Evolution Soccer 2017.
Number 7.
XCOM 2.
It's in the game.
It's in the game.
XCOM 2.
Number 6.
BioShock The Collection.
Nice, nice. We were debating this last week, I think. Is it a collection of BioShock games?
Don't know. It's the collection.
Number 5.
You notice that's quite a few collections.
Rocket League.
That was a very awkward silence.
Number 4.
Grand Theft Auto 5.
GTF. Hey, Trevor, get over here.
Who's Number Trevor? 3.
He's a character in the game, a pretty major one.
The guy on the train. Yeah.
What number?
Number 3.
Forza Horizon 3.
That's pretty much it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, yeah.
No. How does it go? It just—I told you—it sounds—it sounds like a broken car just going down the road.
It's a rally car, isn't it? Forza.
It sounds like a car going down in Burnham.
Mm. Other towns are available.
What?
Number 2
is the Mafia 3.
Wow.
Oh, it's a Mafia.
Is that a Mafia?
It's a Mafia. Where's Luigi?
It's what? The Mafia 3.
And at the all-important
Number 1,
FIFA 17.
Didn't we say that this is going to be in the chart for quite a while, like FIFA 16 was?
Yeah, although luckily FIFA 16 dropped out for when we had the open evening here at Ormiston.
Thank God for that one.
And FIFA 17 appeared the week after. Couldn't have got better timing.
It's lovely.
Couldn't have got better timing.
It works so nicely.
Yes, yes, indeed. Right, so we're going to have a track now. Should we go a little bit retro? Little bit retro.
I want that new Calvin Harris track.
I want that new. I want the one I showed you the video for.
I don't know if that's on here.
Yeah, it is.
In the meantime.
Oh, so rude.
Here's this.
Can you blow my whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put your lips together and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby? Here we go.
Hour 2 starts now.
Crank us up louder.
Turn that rocky down.
Shut up. Crank it up even more.
Golden District, Saint FM 94.7.
You get me?
Me?
The Technology Show on Saint FM 94.7.
Welcome to hour 2 of the show, or 40-ish minutes in if you're on the podcast.
So sad he knows that, isn't it?
Do you know when we were going last week, you went, 40 minutes, I'm going to look back. As I looked at the clock, it was 45. I said 40 or 45 minutes. It was on 45 minutes. Did you?
I did.
Yes.
And I went, oh, forgiveness.
And it was an hour 15, like predicted, when it's edited down. I don't know how we do it, but it's between an hour and 15, an hour and 20 every week. And we don't intend to do that. It just
It's
happens.
Not intentional. We really don't try.
No.
We just somehow do it.
It's bizarre. It's bizarre. It's like the show law. When it's edited down, it becomes an hour and 15 or an hour and 20. Strange.
It is an odd thing we do.
And that was even with a guest on last week. We had Kirsty from
Gators. We're talking about
from Gators.
The Burger Challenge. The one that you did.
You failed.
The one I failed. She was gutted you didn't do it, though, she said.
Yeah.
What?
She was gutted that
you didn't finish.
She thought you were going to do it.
Yeah. I thought I was going to do it.
Yeah.
They shouldn't achieve.
Although,
Adam's up for the challenge now.
I'm up
now.
For the challenge.
Adam's not going to do it.
He's going to give it a go.
I'm going to give it a go. There's no harm in giving it a go, is there? I might lose incredibly, but...
You've got to be in it to win it.
Exactly. You've got to give it a go.
There you go.
I'm going to starve myself for a week and I'm going to be so hungry I'll devour that burger. That's not how to
do it. If you get a hunger headache, as I found out, you can't do it.
That's just a terrible excuse.
No, it actually wasn't.
I love it. It actually wasn't.
Yes. Right, anyway, it is now time to do this.
What's that?
One community. One radio station. Saint FM 94.7.
now time for James and back to the movies.
Oh, some good stuff happening.
Didn't you reference something about your original show off air? You said to us that it's
No, that was on air, mate. That was on air, wasn't it?
No, it was off air. That was off air.
It was 6 years yesterday that Back to the Movies, my original show.
It was on air.
Six years yesterday that Back to the Movies had its first airing.
Oh, you're just a young James Hayden.
10 till 12 on a Wednesday evening, it used to be.
That's it.
It's quite a late slot.
I used to listen. I used to listen in bed. I used to turn on my Sony, other
you
radios are available.
I did.
Turned on the Sony at the bedside when I had the Sony boombox.
Do you notice when he lies, it goes really high pitched?
I actually did. Only and you can test me if you want. You can test me.
And then when you can test him, he goes really deep.
Test me on features. Go on. No, I know you tried to test.
No, I've got more important things to talk about. Fair enough. In Back to the Movies. So, Logan. Oh, yeah. The last outing as Hugh Jackman as Wolverine.
Oh no!
And it's R-rated.
Oh wow! Oh. So they're doing a bit of Deadpool.
It's
going to
be hardcore. This is the Wolverine everyone's been waiting for.
Okay.
But it's not the Wolverine everyone will know.
Oh.
Logan.
Yes.
Is following the story arc of Old Man Logan in the comic books.
Right. Okay.
Where it's set in the distant future.
Mm-hmm.
Wolverine is now old. He's aging. His mutant powers are failing.
Right.
He no longer has his full regeneration power.
So when he gets hurt.
He gets hurt and it kind of keeps him in a constant state of pain because it's just enough to not kill him but not enough to fully heal it.
Right.
So he kind of is always in pain.
Mm-hmm.
He's at risk of getting all kinds of illnesses and diseases from the blood and guts that he gets on his claws when they pop out and then gets sucked back into him.
Ooh. Right. Okay.
He's been irradiated many times in his life.
Right.
So his mutant power is struggling to fight off the radiation sickness that he's prone to.
Mm.
And
so it's quite dark.
It's
then.
Really dark. And he's always drunk because he keeps drinking alcohol to numb the pain that he's always in.
Got ya.
So, yeah, it leads on to... You've got Professor X, isn't it? And he looks after Professor X because he's old and he's got dementia.
Right.
So he doesn't even realise who Logan is some of the time.
So they've gone... Because really? They went back, didn't they, to the young guys.
Yeah.
Like when they were younger, and then they've gone forward.
No, they've caught it all back up again now.
Right, okay. Yeah. So is Patrick Stewart in it?
Yeah, Patrick Stewart is old.
Right.
Look, there he is. Look, he looks like a really old man.
Oh yeah,
oh yeah. Wow.
Mm.
And there's a really good, Instagram page. They just keep putting really cool black and white images on this Instagram page, like every other day.
Okay.
And one of the first pictures was of a severed arm on the floor, still holding a shotgun.
Right.
Where Wolverine literally must have just lopped it clean off.
Yeah.
And Patrick Stewart, all old and. Got dementia and all that. Yeah, it's a really dark story.
Right,
it's going to be an amazing way of finishing off the Wolverine franchise, especially since it's going to be the first and last R-rated one.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah,
yeah, going to be chopping people up and all sorts.
Oof. Is there any sound coming from over there? Can you hear some sound somewhere?
It's the band that's next door.
Yeah, I know. I think we're getting some local sound as well. We got volumes up somewhere.
No, hearing anything.
No,
there's nothing coming from in here. You're making.
Must be just the band.
They're going for it next door.
Yeah, oh yeah! Singing. Wow, it is actually
this
from
is vocals.
Wow, that is that's never. It sounded like it was coming from the devices.
They're playing so hard next door that we can actually hear it in the
so
studio.
So apologies, there. It's a recording studio next door. And they're recording hard.
Yeah. So Logan, that is. It's in post production at the moment.
Yeah.
And it's expected 2nd of March 2017.
Right. Wow. So it's coming up.
What dropped today?
Yep.
Was the final. Full trailer for Rogue One, a Star Wars story.
Right.
So, Rogue...
It's the final trailer, isn't it?
Yeah. Rogue One, a Star Wars story. So, yeah. In cinemas, 16th of December this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the prequel...
Yeah.
...to episode 4. So it sits between episode 3 and 4.
Right, okay.
Yeah. So you've got the prequels, which are 1, 2 and 3, which people are very Marmite about, love them or hate them. And then you've got 4, which is the original New Hope, and the Death Star gets destroyed in that.
Yeah.
And they reference that they got the plan, so no one knows where they got the plans from.
Okay.
This is the story of
this
is the story of a young spy
who
gets the plans and about the group of kind of it's an elite squad of rebels who get this these plans to the Death Star and allow Luke to and his team to blow it up.
Okay. So,
it's got Darth Vader in it and all sorts.
Yeah, no, I've seen the clips.
But it's a throwback because it's like it's got because the new Star Wars have got all like futuristic stormtroopers in, haven't they?
Yes.
Well, these are the original. It's everything's like in the old films.
Okay. Oh, it does sound really good.
Yeah. So yeah. That's coming out in December the 16th, and the full trailer finally launched today.
Cool. Okay.
But yeah, that's it. That's me, my own two movie newses.
Thank you very much. Right, that is movies for this week. Thanks to James. And we are now going to have the brand new one from Calvin Harris. It's called...
You're right there, Adam.
I yawned and said, oh yeah, at the same time.
Silly boy.
I know. Oh yeah. Actually, do a quick... As you just done that, you might as well do a quick poll update, to be honest.
Oh yeah.
We do every variant of oh yeah, it's brilliant. It sort of works in context.
Let me
it's
just
great.
Riff.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay, it's just loading. Mm-hmm. Give it a second.
Thanks for that update, Adam.
So interesting. So Cinna Lead is used it. Use it to barbecue for
what was the
Note
question,
7.
Adam?
So if you had a Note 7, would you A, keep it? 2, send it back, or C, use the barbecue.
What? A, 2, and C, apparently. That's correct. And we lead with the winner as well. We don't do a countdown.
No.
We lead with the winner.
I think
you were the
one that used to do the chart from 1 to 10.
I'm starting to believe this.
Yeah. I think that was the case.
You know I did that on purpose, yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm. Watch out. Someone's got a Note 7 out there.
Oh, they haven't any more, mate.
It's gone. It's
no hand either.
Anyway, so the winner in the lead at the moment is use it to barbecue, 55%. So our listeners obviously are just as...
We have to say, for legal and safety reasons, don't try it at home. If you have a Note 7,
send
return
it back, please,
to where you got it, or phone somebody like Samsung or provider to find out what
don't
to do with it.
Use it as a barbecue.
Don't use it as a barbecue.
We don't endorse that.
We don't condone or endorse that, just as a disclaimer. Calvin Harris, My Way on Saint FM 94.7.
That's exactly right. Or the highway.
Hang on, it's like an ex-host's back in the studio.
My Way or the highway.
See ya.
Damn straight.
Get out of here.
I heard he plays bowls now. Right, okay.
What? It's a bit rude, isn't it?
Narrows it down.
Might be listening.
Yeah, he might be down on the podcast.
He might be. Yeah, I think he still subscribes. Hello, if you're listening. I'm not going to name him.
No. I think you just made it very clear.
Rhymes with somebody off the X Factor.
No, not
Cheryl
him.
Cole.
Oh, yeah, no, not her. She's not on it anymore.
Who, Louis?
Anyway.
I liked it, lad. You got the X Factor.
You're like a young Lucas Graham.
When he's 20 years old.
You're like a young James Hayden.
You remind me of a young Will Young.
Well, we've established that old numbnuts over here, isn't he? He's definitely not like a young James Hayden.
Moving on. Right, anyway, it's time to do... Should we just do one star?
Yeah, we like
should
one star.
We're going to do 8-bit.
Yeah, but there isn't.
I was going to try something experimental.
Go on, what are you going to go for?
Oh, yeah.
I was going to try and get the computer to read out the reviews, because it would be quite funny.
Would it?
So let's patch it through. What button is it, Adam?
I think it's the second one down.
Or are you going to get the computer to do the reading
down,
of the
down,
text?
Down, down, down.
Yeah,
that'd be hilarious.
Second one from the bottom. Yeah, No,
it's not. It's our new robot, isn't it? It's our new machine.
Well, yeah, I was gonna
one star bot or something.
Yeah, one star bot.
That button's a bit wobbly, so you have to give it a kind of a little wiggle.
Okay.
The robot's not very high tech.
So what? You have to give it a quick wiggle. What tech should we do this week? What tech? Think of one.
What VR?
No, that's too obvious. Right in front of me.
Sorry.
No, VR could be good if it's bad.
There's no middle ground.
All right, think of something. Then. Right, think of something. We should always prepare. Should we go with a cheap tablet?
Okay. Yeah. They're always bound to go wrong.
Yeah.
But it's got to be funny the way this the computer reads
it's it. It's £29 cheap enough.
Do they do those, you know, like you get the home thermostats that you control with your phone? Do they do cheap ones of those?
Probably not.
No.
They could go
quite
really
niche.
Wrong, couldn't they?
It's quite
I got
niche.
Home and my house was on fire because I set the thermostat to 35, but it misread and sent it to 350. One star. If I could give it zero stars, I would.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
223 well, one-star reviews.
Should we try it on this tablet?
Yeah, see.
And I'll try and change it to female and male, depending on the output as well.
Do they do so accents?
I'll read it. Well, yeah, they could do, I think. Right, here we go.
Let's see if it works.
So this is by Vicky. Yeah. The subject is complete with Trojan malware.
Oh, nice.
Okay. So let's try and find an English UK... I don't think. Oh, I don't think it's got it actually. English American. Oh no, here we go. English British. So here we go. Right, we'll paste this with
Let's
you.
See if this works.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is Vicky about a cheap tablet. Here we go.
Is it going
to
work?
Oh, maximum 250 characters. I've got a little bit over. So I'll just cut. I'll cut it down a little bit.
The limit.
There we go. Right, are we ready? Limit. Are we ready?
Let's see if it plays. Okay. Go for it.
I think I pressed it. Is it going to work?
Will it work?
Is the sound up?
Item came complete with a pre-installed Trojan virus. It is being returned to Amazon. However, was I not aware enough to check the product with a virus checker, I could easily have been left vulnerable to attack from wherever these devices come from.
Wow.
That's,
it works, but
yeah.
it doesn't really understand grammar, does
that's
it?
That was a troll one. Should we do the next one?
Yeah.
Okay. I suppose I should really do this, shouldn't I, while we're doing this?
Yeah, that works better.
Yeah, it'd be better with that, wouldn't it? Right, Sultan says this. So I think this would be male. So let's try this. Let's give it a go. Got to cut this one down a little bit.
Yeah, it's the thing. If someone gives a long review, we can't actually play it out.
No.
I'm starting to see a flaw in this plan.
No, it's good, because they're normally too long, aren't they?
It cuts us down.
So let's have Brian read this out. Are we ready?
Yes.
We're ready? Yeah.
Hello, it's Brian.
Here we go. So this is, again, the cheap tablet.
Cheap. Looks cheap. Feels cheap. Cheapest plastic build quality, very poor. Battery dries out after 3 hours of normal use. Screen quality is horrible. Probably the cheapest TFT on the planet. And the glass breaks easily.
I love it. This is much better. We need to do this.
Okay.
This is a good
it's
idea.
So funny.
We cut it down as well.
I love it.
So this is just by customer. Should we make this maybe... what should we do with this one? Should we make this female or male?
Go for another male.
I like the male one.
Yeah,
male
one? The male seems to read it
He
out.
Sounds like something off of an 80s...
Cheap. Cheap.
Cheap.
Feels cheap.
Yeah, right, let's just see if that's cut down enough, because there is a limit. Obviously, what we should do is pre-prepare these,
then
probably.
You can just press play.
Yeah, right, here we go. It's short enough now. Should we try a different... same guy? Or?
Is there a different male voice?
No.
Oh, okay.
There's two female British voices. There's a Welsh guy. Should we have a Welsh guy?
Yeah, let's do him Welsh.
Okay.
Let's go for a Welsh.
All right. I think... Geraint is that a female
I don't
or a
know.
Male?
We'll see.
Let's have a surprise.
Hit play.
Right, so here is a customer.
Bought four for my kids and grandkids this Christmas as they love playing games, especially Minecraft. Nothing plays on them, had to go out and buy them new ones that were only £10 more than what I paid for these.
Okay.
It sounds like Alan Jones, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That was strange. The accent made it hard to understand a bit.
So here's one more.
Yeah.
Here's one more. We'll do one more. And it is male. So we'll have the first guy. Okay.
Go for it.
We'll have the first guy. Oh my god, it's a massive review. Hold on.
You've got to really cut it down.
Gotta really cut it down.
Strip that bad boy down.
Oh, right? It's got the world famous sentence in there.
What?
Oh, the zero stars.
If I know which one I'm doing.
Because I know what you're looking at.
Okay, right, here we go then. Here is the other review. Here we go. This is the last one of a cheap tablet, okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Abysmal. Being an IT tech, I purchased one of these to test for our user base. Truly, this is an awful tablet and it should be steered well clear of by anybody. With Amazon Fire tablets and other cheap offerings out there.
Okay, yeah. So he's not
and fine. He went, and he went, he ended the review, if I can give it zero stars, I would.
Yeah, go on, get that clip, then we can clip that out. If I go
yeah,
on.
Do that.
Yeah.
What?
Do, okay. Make him say, if I could give it zero stars, yeah.
Get
I
a
would.
Few of them to say it. So you've got a few different
well,
versions.
Well, we can do that off it.
We can
fine.
Have some fun on here.
If I
it.
Could give it zero stars,
I would, exclamation mark.
Zero stars, comma, I would. Explanation mark. All right, let's
there
see how
go.
This sounds.
Let's see
right.
How it, see how
ready?
It goes,
quiet,
yeah.
Everybody. Here's Brian.
If I could give it zero stars, I would.
Love it. I
that's
would.
That's quality.
That's great.
It is, isn't it?
We can make we can make this guy say anything.
Well, of course. That's the idea of a text to speech, isn't it?
Love it. Oh no, I can see you tapping away.
Here we go. Right. Is the last slogan that Brian's going to say? Ready?
Go on.
I think it's as cheap as chips.
Not as funny. Right, so that's the end of One Star Reviews. We're going to have a track, and then we'll be back with Weird and Strange. Don't go anywhere. Here's Tiny Temper.
All the girls like said I was the man. All I ever needed was a plan. Tell JK that we still rolling, yeah. Tell Russell I'm a brand, yeah. Bust that snack, ain't nobody messing with the gang. Might take a fly out for the weekend.
That's what girls like.
Oh, you keep singing at the end of the track. You're doing a
no,
meme.
That wasn't a sing. That was a statement.
No.
No, you sung
that was
it.
A statement.
You sung
no.
It.
I said, that's what girls like.
Mm-hmm.
That's not singing it.
Uh-huh.
It's not singing.
Whatever.
Right, anyway, it is that time to do this. Now, I expect you all to be on form here.
Go for it.
The Technology Show on Saint FM 94.7.
Weird and strange tech. I knew you wouldn't be, so I just
I
did
was
it
on
anyway.
It, but James wasn't
I didn't
on
get
it.
Involved.
No, you didn't. You didn't. So, weird and strange. What is going on? Obviously, the Note 7. That's weird and strange.
Oh, we're on a fast internet connection here, aren't we?
Of course.
So. Weird and strange.
Leave that downloaded.
Great.
And all the online listeners, we apologise if you have any interference.
That's James downloading
be,
whatever he
that's
wants.
That's James using the Wi-Fi. Right, okay.
We've you, just lost if, our if, online if, user if you base.
Hit, you know why.
Just double check.
Yeah, it's still
just
online.
Have a look, yeah.
Okay.
Have you got don't one? Worry, if you can't hear us properly, you
what
can
make
get a
are we? What make download are we on?
I
it's,
don't know.
It's really quick.
Off air on air. Right, anyway.
Here it go.
Let's.
isn't it?
Yeah. Right, okay, let's continue. Weird and strange tech.
I've got one, I've already got one to start.
Okay, go for it.
I'm going to start off with our world famous topic we like on this show.
Okay.
Sparks
yep.
Off James, like a firecracker.
Oh, it's a smart car.
Driverless cars tested in
no.
The public in the UK.
That's it. Game over, so, mate.
Oh, no. So, it's your worst nightmare, James.
A driverless car has been tested among members of the public for the first time in the UK. Also, basically
right.
In Milton
I'm just
going to
put something out there, right?
Yeah.
So we've had a gorilla escape the zoo. That can be the lead of Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
Or, as the eyewitness said, it was just like Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Mm. Now, what happens in Jurassic Park? Driverless cars.
Oh, yes.
Oh, there you go.
Driverless cars, Jurassic Park-like events happening.
Yeah.
All I'm going to say, just putting that out there.
What I did was, they got a two-seater electric vehicle, and it travelled 0.6 miles per hour.
Mm-hmm.
On a loop on pavements around the town's
railway
station.
On pavements?
That's safe.
Why on pavements?
Because it's too dangerous to be amongst other cars.
Well,
I've got some tech news. Weird, strange.
Is it
tech.
Weird and strange?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go for it.
Mm.
So this is local as well in South Woodham.
Yeah.
There's a big issue because they've got. Electric car charging point parking places.
Yes. Yep. Do you mean at the local supermarket
in Asda in South Woodham?
Mm.
Other supermarkets are available.
Other supermarkets are indeed available.
But this one is specifically at that location. people who don't have electric vehicles keep parking.
Yes,
in
I
the electric
noticed.
Vehicle spaces.
Yeah, yes. I find it outrageous when I see it.
It came to a point today that a electric vehicle that needed to charge its car. Parked
behind it,
blocked two vehicles in,
good.
And charged its car.
Good.
Fair enough.
And it all kicked off.
Why?
Because the owners that were blocked in were like, I want to move my car. Well, yeah. Tough. You can't. Yeah.
It's true. It's,
they shouldn't be in those spaces.
I kind of have no sympathy for the people.
I completely.
It is.
It's the equivalent of an electric car owner parking at a pump. Yeah. And leaving their card and going away.
I mean, the thing you've got to say is the reason they're available for these people that want to park in them, oh, it's a free space. Yes, because people without electric cars aren't parking in them.
Exactly.
That's why they're free. Oh, how
they
convenient.
They put them right next to the supermarket to encourage people to buy electric cars as well.
Exactly. Yes.
They sat people at the... people.
Same at IKEA, actually.
I was reading comments on the local group saying they should put the electric charge points in the furthest part of the car park. And it's like, no, that's not how it works.
No.
Because if it's inconvenient to have an electric car, no one will buy them.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, you know.
Have your say. 01621 78 78 78. We are live.
20 years.
If you're listening live.
Do you reckon 20 years everything will be electric or less than that?
I reckon there'll be mainly electric car parking spaces. There'll be less of normal car parking. It'll be the norm.
It'll be the reverse situation, won't it?
There'll be
a few normal spaces left.
Yeah. On a local group as well. It's away from tech, but I saw a debate about disabled spaces and how, it's private land. You can park anywhere you like. It's private land. They can't.
Not.
No, if it's a disabled space, ethically,
and the mother
it's
and
wrong.
Child parking as well.
Yeah, it's wrong to park in there if you're not. Oh no, it wasn't that busy. Doesn't matter if it wasn't busy. You don't have a right to park there.
Exactly.
Don't park there. Park in another space if it's not busy.
It's true. What I saw is they are changing the law soon. Mm. If you park in an electric car bay and you don't have an electric car, you get fined the same as if you parked in a disabled bay or a mother and child bay.
Mm.
But, and to stop the normal car owners kicking off, if you own an electric vehicle...
Yeah.
And you park in an electric vehicle space, but you don't charge a car, you get fined.
Yeah. I've got one that's a step further than that, right? I just remembered this one that I saw at IKEA. Other stores are available and other car parks are available. It was actually a non-electric car where they just opened up their fuel flap and just kind of propped.
Oh my word!
No,
propped in the cable.
That's well dangerous.
Oh my god!
The cap was still on, but they propped it so it like wedged in.
So it made it look like it's an electric car.
I'm just going to shove this electrical outlet into my petrol tank.
Don't get any ideas, people, because obviously
God.
It looks like it could be plugged in.
This is a customer announcement.
The owner of the fireball in the electric bay.
We have a silver car on fire.
Next to the rest of the car park due to the explosion that occurred.
I mean, you can sort of see where they're coming from.
Exactly.
But it's very sneaky.
See, I'm a fan of electric cars. I looked at one, didn't I?
Yeah.
I test drove.
I thought about getting one. The problem is, it's the range.
Well, the range is a lot better now.
Yeah.
And the fact that you can now... I mean, obviously, it's not happened in Birmingham
yet. It takes about 2 hours, though, to get a
fast
charge.
I know,
but if you haven't, you've got a normal socket, it does take a while.
You can drive the full length of the country and charge your car, apparently.
Because there's enough charging stations
you would have to change your route, potentially.
M1 is okay, I believe.
Yeah.
That's fair enough, but I think it's still half an hour even on the quick chargers to get a full charge again. Unless you're stopping, maybe it'll encourage stopping at obviously
motorways.
Rather than fast food places, perhaps it'll encourage people to have proper decent stops.
Yeah.
On the motorway, because that's where a lot of motorway dining.
They need to encourage like sleep pods on the motorway. You know, like you see at the Google headquarters where they go in these little sleep pods.
Yeah. Mm.
That's what you need. Yeah. And they've started rolling those out at airports in Japan. Have you seen those sleep pods?
No.
Yes. You the climb, green ones, isn't it?
It's a bed that has like a roller shell. It goes. And like, it's like a coffin, if
it's
I'm
really
honest.
Weird.
Oh.
But you go in it and you buy slots. You buy like an hour slot or 2 hour slot for, say, you're doing a sleepover between flights.
Yeah.
And you go and lay in this thing and the shuttle goes. Shutters over you.
That's cool, because you always worry, I suppose, in a public place, even if you get stuck at an airport.
You go in there, it's really comfy.
It's insecure. It's to
You've got electrical outlets inside to charge all of your devices.
Oh, cool.
So you're locked in, you're asleep, you're dark, you've got all your stuff charging. Underneath it's for your luggage.
That is actually a great idea.
That's amazing.
I think there's only
the
one
future,
issue,
isn't it? Because you have to sleep on those really uncomfortable chairs at the airport.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas I'd book an hour.
And
I'd
obviously,
buy an hour.
If flights are delayed, it's not as bad.
So
your
say,
luggage
though,
is safe.
I foresee as well hotel rooms could be the same, couldn't they?
Well, they do in Japan, those little pods that you've
got the same.
Boop.
I would say though,
space saver.
They'd be very popular, and I reckon you probably find it hard to get, like, because if it's like an hour of time.
Well, you know how you get you know how you get all that empty space in an airport that's just all taken up with chairs.
Mm. Yeah.
Why don't you just start stacking these things because they're stackable, aren't
they? Yeah.
You can just climb in.
Yep, you could just get a lot of bunk bed ladder.
It's rows and rows of chairs at the moment, isn't it? Yeah. It could be rows and rows of these, like lockers. It would look like giant human lockers.
Yep.
And you go in.
You could have like a library ladder that just moves along to the.
Wow.
See,
amazing.
we're inventing here. We're inventing.
See, that's good technology.
That is. That's good. It's a good idea because, if you get stuck, you can actually just chill out and sort of have a relax without worrying about losing your stuff.
Just go and have a sleep. You put your bag. You are a human locker.
Yeah. Speaking about time, did anyone see about the Wi-Fi kettle? A guy actually live tweeted for 11 hours while he was trying to get his Wi-Fi kettle to go, trying to make a cup of tea.
Really?
All data specialist Mark Rittman wanted was a cup of tea from his new Wi-Fi kettle.
A bit worrying that specialists couldn't actually get
a you connect it up. There's an iOS app, I believe. I think there's Android. You literally boil it. Boil it from there.
That's literally
so if you're on the sofa and you think, oh, I fancy a cup of tea.
That's just
boil.
Lazy.
Yeah. It is, but
surely after an hour, you just give up. You wouldn't
all
spend
he wanted
the next
was a
10
cup of
hours.
Tea. Little did he know that the thing would take 11 hours for that. The issue in the case of Rittman was that the base station was not able to communicate with the kettle itself.
It took him 11 hours to diagnose that.
Yeah, a key problem seemed to be that Rittman's kettle didn't come with software that would easily allow integration with other devices in his home, including Amazon Echo, which is like Apple's Siri, allows users to tell connected smart devices what to do. So Rittman was trying to build the integration functionality himself. Then, after 11 hours, a breakthrough, the kettle started responding to voice control.
I would have thrown it in the bin.
So it took him 11 hours to make his Amazon Echo say, hey, Echo, that's make ridiculous. Me a cup of tea.
Yeah, or it's Alexa,
so
isn't it?
It would have been quicker just to get a normal kettle.
If anyone's listening with the new Amazon Echo,
have you seen
say, Alexa, turn on the news, and then it would actually do it. So anyone out there.
And we just go off air.
Good point. Have you seen the new Tesla car? The one that's on pre-order that
nobody
can
get.
There's
about a million.
No.
Two Tesla cars. I haven't seen this.
Did you know it's the same as a smartphone and it auto updates?
Oh, that's dangerous.
That is. What if you're driving it at the time it does that?
I don't know. But it'll just do an update.
Bring out a bad update.
And the dials might look newer. Yeah. And better.
Oh yeah,
it might do more, and an update will make it more fuel efficient.
Yeah, no, that's
cool. Just push this update.
Here's a question.
And you can summon it to come to you with your app.
Question.
You go drive to me, and it drives up to you.
Yeah, no, that is got, that did that's backfire worrying. On someone in a garage. I think it made it go into the garage door or something. So
question.
That is, I remember that as a. It might not be completely, but
I
it was something
it on
like
the gadget
that.
Show
with Tesla. Do you think they'll ever come down to the price where it'll actually be affordable
for
consumers?
It's just like the Model T.
I think currently it's about £900 a month.
It's only £900 a month.
No, but it's sort of on par. Or it's about maybe, eight times more.
There's some jobs out there. I know somebody or a few people that have a pretty normal job. And they get a lease allowance each month for between £700 to £900 a month.
Yeah.
To lease.
And you've got to take into account fuel savings.
It's true.
As well.
It's true.
So they're leasing, at the moment they're leasing Land Rovers or they're leasing Mercedes or they're leasing BMWs for £900 a month.
Tesla's
I would lease one of those.
Yeah. And you get the fuel saving as well. So you don't have to spend on diesel petrol.
I mean, they are amazing cars.
They are. They're like supercars.
Have you heard the mode on it?
Insanity mode.
You can make it go.
It makes your
far.
Head hit this. Yeah.
It has that much torque and that much power.
Because it's electric.
They can just
there's
make
no,
it
there's
do
no
stupid
limit.
Speeds.
No limit. It's not like a combustion engine.
I know.
No. There's no sort of getting to that
it'll
point when you accelerate.
It'll move faster than your brain can operate. And that's the scary thing.
Yeah.
Because if they did ever become sentient, that's it. Game over.
Well,
look at the screen on it.
I know. It's like an iPad, isn't it?
I love it.
It's like an iPad on its side.
I want one.
Yeah.
It's a very attractive car.
Exactly.
That's what
you park that in your drive, you're going to get some looks.
That's the kind of thing my kids will be driving around as a normal car.
I know. They'll be the standard. Everyone will have a Tesla or something of that respect, of that nice looking
car.
He
is the Dyson of the car world.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
We did PayPal before that, didn't we?
What? Elon Musk?
He's known as the real life Tony Stark.
Yeah. Exactly.
He is a genius.
He is.
Definitely.
Well, he's quite a Tesla, isn't he? Yeah.
Definitely. Right, so we are about to start the techno takeover, the world famous techno takeover.
Are you going to play the Ariana Grande track for me or not?
I've got to see if it's on the system.
Better find it then.
But we're going to start it with a bit of this. It's rolling it back. It's Miley Cyrus and Wrecking Ball on Sound FM 94.7 Techno Takeover.
I came in like a wrecking ball. I never hit so hard in love. All I wanted was to break your walls. All you ever did was wreck me. Yeah, you wreck me.
Miley Cyrus. Into Z featuring Hayley Williams and Stay the Night.
Was there any need to me put my headphones on, really?
No. Not really.
Not really, no.
Are you gonna stay the night? Are you gonna stay the night? Oh, 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 oh. Are you gonna stay the night?
Dead featuring Hayley Williams, Stay the Night, continuing the techno takeover. But I think we need a bit of Rihanna, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Every man needs a bit of Rihanna.
It's the Wide Boys Club edit of Don't Stop the Music.
So, sometimes, you know, when we talk about it before, sometimes a guy, you know, a tree falls out of the woods and gets stuck in your neck, and sometimes you're over at your friend's house and a chimp rips your face off.
Wow. Wow.
Rihanna, Don't Stop the Music, the Wired Boys Club edit. Back with Calvin Harris to continue it on. With You Used to Hold Me.
Oh, that's
it's rolling it back a bit. It's rolling it back.
Rolling it back.
It's a good song, though.
It is pulling a tune. It is a tune.
Here it is. Techno Takeover on Tech Show. With me, Rich.
Me, James.
And me, Adam.
That was Calvin Harris, You Used to Hold Me. Tove Lo continues.
I'm a cool girl, I'm a cool girl. Nice cold, I roll my eyes at you, boy. I'm a cool girl, I'm a cool girl. Nice cold, I roll my eyes at you, boy. Rules you don't like, but you still wanna keep them. You were fine, for whatever reason.
That was Tove Lo, Cool Girl, and we're just about to go into our final song, which is called Final Song.
Oh, wow.
By M.O. or Mo.
But we're going to have a poll update, yeah?
Yes, quickly.
We asked if you had a Note 7, would you? And the winner of the poll tonight is Use It to Barbecue, 52%. Second is Keep It, and third is Send It Back. So it seems like our listeners...
Are loving the Note 7 barbecue.
Exactly. Cool. Or keep it.
Rightio. So, that is it from the Tech Show. We'll be back next week, Thursday at 8. Podcast on Sunday. If you're listening live, Julian and Pete are up next with Midnight Cafe. I've been Rich Tracy.
I've been James Hayden.
I've been Adam Wormsley.
And this has been the Tech Show. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.